Okay, ready? Let's wait till they come. Okay, folks.
All right.
Based on that premise from 2015?
No, there are no reports that Iran has violated the agreement, and to me, the greatest worries from Iran are not right now the nuclear side, but rather what they're doing in Syria, what they're doing to arm Hezbollah with rockets, what they're doing with ICBMs. And to me, the right thing to do would have been to try and come up with our allies with an agreement on those issues and let the nuclear part of this continue as is, because it's not being violated in any way. By dividing our allies, and I've just heard the president said he would impose secondary sanctions on European and Asian allies, you're making it harder to go after Hezbollah. You're making it harder to go after Iranian activities that are really dangerous. And you're probably making it harder to come to a North Korea deal. They don't have a real plan here. I don't know how the plan works by dividing our allies. What do you do with the IAEA? What do you do? How are you really going to enforce these sanctions against other countries? I just don't see a concrete plan emerging.
Yeah, well, what he's going to be doing is laying out where we go from here. And it obviously would involve our European allies as well, and maybe additional steps that we may need to take, some of which may require legislation. But clearly, there's a next step beyond this, and we'll look forward to seeing what he recommends. And to the extent that we need to be involved in implementing it, we will. Thanks a lot.